Dickon the Devil. Part 1. Barwyke Hall. About 30 years ago, I was sent by 2 old sisters to visit a property in Lancashire, near the Forest of Pendle. They wanted to divide the small property that included a house and some land. They had inherited it a long time before. My journey to Lancashire began in September, a beautiful season in that part of England. At 5:30, I stopped at the 3 Duck Inn and had some dinner while my horses were changed. The owner was a friendly old man of 65 who enjoyed talking to his guests. I wanted to learn more about Barwyke, the property I was going to see, but the owner did not have much to tell me. Old Squire Bowes died more than 20 years ago, and no one lived there now except for the gardener and his wife.
"Tom Windsor is probably as old as me, but he's a bit taller and thinner,"
said the fat owner. "Well, I've heard that there are stories about the house that keep people far away," I said, looking at him.
"Oh, stories from many years ago," said the owner. "I don't remember them after all these years. People would always talk about old, empty houses."
I tried getting more information from him, but for some reason the old owner did not want to tell me the stories about Barwyke. I am sure he remembered them. I paid my bill and continued my journey, but I was a bit disappointed. After an enjoyable journey through the beautiful woods, I arrived at Barwyke Hall. It was a large, steep-roofed Elizabethan.